the prophecies of the Bible are to be taken literally, then a case can be made that we are living in the last days. If these are the last days, we ought to be able to see in the news certain trends that corroborate these centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. And so we like every week to bring you a prophecy update to do that. And this week I want to talk about the big news, and that was Noah's Ark. In his famous discourse on the Mount of Olives, Jesus mentioned Noah with regard to events in the Great Tribulation. He said this, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." The Apostle Peter also referred to Noah when he was discussing the last days. He in fact, talked about Noah quite a bit. So whenever I see or hear something about Noah in the news, it piques my interest. Well, this week, a remarkable story was posted on a real news site, foxnews.com, and elsewhere. Its title was "The Question, Has Noah's Ark Been Found on Turkish Mountaintop?" And I'm going to read you some excerpts from the article. How many of you have seen this article or are aware of this? All right. Anyway, let's read. A group of Chinese and Turkish evangelical explorers say wooden remains they have discovered on Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey are the remains of Noah's Ark. The group claims that carbon dating proves the relics are 4,800 years old, meaning they date to around the same time the Ark was said to be afloat. Mount Ararat has long been suspected as the final resting place of the craft by evangelicals and literalists hoping to validate biblical stories. Yung Wing Chung from the Noah's Ark Ministries International Research Team that made the discovery said, "It's not 100% that it's Noah's Ark. We think it's 99.9% that it is." And then it's a real long article. I'm going to cut most of it out for our purposes this morning. You can read it for yourself. But maybe not. Not everybody, pardon the pun, is on board with the legitimacy of the find. Get it? On board. Took me a real long time to do that. Dr. Randall Price was a member of the team that made this initial discovery in 2008. So this started a couple of years ago. WordOfTheBible.com is a group dedicated to biblical archaeology. They posted the following statement. After the public announcement was made of this discovery, Dr. Price issued a private communique giving his opinion concerning the discovery. This was sent exclusively to a select email list of his ministry supporters and was not intended for the public. Unfortunately, this document was posted on the web without his authorization. By the way, can I footnote here? Never put anything on the internet that you don't want everyone in the world to read or see. Back into this now. It's been widely quoted by various news sources to the effect that Dr. Price asserts the structure might be a hoax perpetrated by the Kurdish guide and his partners to extort money from Chinese evangelical Christians. Now, it doesn't mean this is definitely not the Ark. The article goes on to say, while he has reservations about the nature and procedure of the Chinese-Turkish expedition and the artifacts related to it, Dr. Price believes that a decision concerning this matter must wait until independent examinations of the site and the structure can be made and published. And we would agree with that. Let's wait and see. By the way, did you receive a forwarded email this week from a friend that claims the skeletons of a race of giants have been unearthed in Greece? Anybody get that? Few people. Okay. That is an absolute hoax. The claim that these are the remains of the mighty men, the giants of Noah, chapter 6, is a hoax. National Geographic in 2007 reported saying, "The hoax began with a doctored photo and later found a receptive online audience thanks to perhaps the image's unintended religious connotations. A digitally altered photograph created in 2002 shows a reclining giant surrounded by a wooden platform with a shovel-wielding archaeologist thrown in for scale. By 2004, the discovery was being blogged and emailed all over the world, giant skeleton unearthed, and it's been enjoying a revival ever since." And so that's not true. So you've got a group of sincere evangelical scholars and scientists. They believe that they found the actual remains of the Ark. One of the guys who was part of the expedition is he just saying, "Hey, let's wait and see because you can't trust the Kurds," I guess, is his analysis. And then in the meantime, people are sending this every couple of years out about these race of giants. So Jesus and Peter indicated Noah would be in the news in the last days, and he is. Story like the possible discovery of the ark is exactly what you'd expect from a literal reading of the Bible. And so don't tell people that Noah's ark has been found, but use it perhaps as a springboard to talk to them about the fact that Jesus said, hey, in the last days there'd be a lot of talk about Noah, because the last days, after all, is a time of great tribulation when God is again judging the earth. And the flood, Peter says, hey, God did it before, he'll do it again in a different way. As Christians, we're not really waiting for any particular find or event. Nothing needs to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church. But as we see the news trending towards the fulfillment of prophecy, it encourages us in our waiting. And that's why I like to end these updates by saying, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.